This is Earth and Sky. Newspapers from September of the year 1859 recorded strange events across planet Earth.
Telegraph wires in Europe and North America shorted out or caught on fire, and the northern lights, colorful lights typically seen in the far north, were seen as far south as Cuba and Rome.
Scientists think the 1859 event was caused by a solar superstorm, not an ordinary solar storm, but a much bigger explosion on the surface of the sun, releasing hot, fast-moving, electrified gas. Sten Odenwald of Goddard Space Flight Center estimated that a solar superstorm, if it happened today, might affect the nearly 1,000 satellites orbiting Earth right now.
The bottom line seems to be that a superstorm that is about 2 to 3 times more powerful than the 1859 storm would probably cost perhaps up to $70 billion in lost profit to the commercial satellite network. Probably about 80 satellites in total might be disabled.
That could disrupt financial transactions, telephone calls, radio signals, GPS signals, and more. It's hard to predict solar storms, but if satellite operators expect one, they put satellites into non-critical modes of operation and point sensitive equipment away from the sun. That's our show. Our thanks to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.